Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Now, we've got special guests in the studio as we get back to some kind of normality. We've got a cheapy chappy who looks a bit like a cross between Peter Kay and the guy that does the knitting programme on TV.
Cheers.
I can't remember what his name is. What is your name?
Adam.
Adam, of course it is. I'm just, because now I've got confused now. I'm thinking, now what is that bloke that was the comedian? He's a comedian as well.
Peter Kay.
And Peter Kay, yeah.
The last time I come here.
And we've also got Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Who doubles up as?
Wendy Miller.
Wendy Miller?
Yes.
And you're from, who are you representing today? Because you've got a couple of places that you know.
I'm actually at Storeham 2010 in Cowes, Furniture Reuse Charity. And Adam?
I'm from Cowes Men Shed, the community project of Storeham 2010, nestled alongside.
So you're the voice of the commercial, aren't you? With that big butch voice.
Correct, yes. Thank you very much.
First of all, it's great to have you back in the studio, because I know you came in, must be 2 years ago,
yeah,
last
year.
How you been?
Yeah, I'm good. And we're mostly fine at Storeham. We had to close, which was a real shame for people that did need us, but we had to close, government directive. Adam did a little bit better at the shed.
We did, yes. We were lucky enough to be able to stay open and support our members whilst taking all the necessary precautions, but providing a service to our members where they could still come in and mix and engage and be less socially isolated, as well as reaching out to people who weren't comfortable enough to leave home, and we could deliver things to them and support them in other ways.
Fantastic. I bet it's a lovely feeling to be able to do that, isn't it?
Yes, it's very rewarding, and you know that you're making a difference to people's lives. And it's something which we get a lot out of. You know, it's good fun. You meet all sorts of interesting characters.
I'll bet.
And you're able to make a difference.
You hear all sorts of stories, don't you, as well?
You do hear all sorts of stories.
Fascinating.
Some of them are suitable to be discussed on air, but some of them not. So we're talking about you, Bob.
we'll come back to Bob in a moment. So are you back to some normality now, or do you have to, you know, have only certain numbers?
We are back to normality. It's discretionary whether people wish to wear a mask. We still have hand washing stations, and social distancing is advised. This time of year, we're fortunate enough that we have lots of doors and windows to open, an up and over door, for example, and we have the breeze coming through. So it's, you know, as safe as we can make it. It's a managed risk. But yes, back to normal.
Excellent.
People are more than welcome.
How much of a relief is that?
It's wonderful, yes, and long may it continue if we're all sensible about it.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. I mean, when you came in, it was like, I don't know, in our minds for a period of time, we're sort of, everything is unusual, you see somebody and it's weird. When you guys came in, it was just a natural thing, say hello, and all of, you forget about everything.
Yeah.
You forget that, you know, it's been 2 years. It's just like old times, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it is.
which is really
good.
The
best of times.
Yeah. You creep. So how are things at the storeroom? Can people, because obviously there was a period of time when people had shops and they were donating things, and then they had to stop because they wouldn't have been able to, and
there's
so on.
A little bit of a backlog with donations. And we're still running 2 or 3 weeks behind the dates we can offer people that we can actually collect things that they would like to give to us. But we're holding our own. We've still got plenty of customers coming in to see us. We're still seeing new faces. It's all okay. It's sort of as before, really, except with more hand washing and more distance. And most of our customers choose to wear a mask. And I can't say that I've got a problem with that. A lot of people don't want to, but why not? If you've got one, why not wear it?
Well, that's the way I look at it as well. And I just think that if you're going to try and keep yourself safe and others too as well, make a little bit of an effort. Yeah, it's a bit uncomfortable. It's a bit of a warm day and you go in a shop and we're all like, you know, when we come out, we're all like, oh, thank goodness for that.
We had a visitor yesterday we haven't seen for a while, and he used to have a really thick, bushy beard. And he said the beard had to go because beard and mask just wasn't nice.
Too hot. It is good to be getting back to some kind of normality. It really is. But it just makes you wonder, were we a little bit mucky before and unclean?
Well, it's a shame we had to be told how to wash our hands, really, wasn't it? In all those endless government videos. Yeah.
Especially by Hancock, who's got dirty hands anyway, when you think about it. You think, come on, who are you to tell me how long I've got to wash my hands for? The amount of times I sang happy birthday.
Oh.
And I'm still doing it. I got one of those watches that tells you, it senses that you're cleaning your hands, you're washing
really?
Your hands.
Oh,
and you've got to do, you got to do 20 seconds. If not, it tells you off. But then if you do 20 seconds, it patronises you a little bit and says, good job, or well done, or nice one, or you did it.
How about a toothbrush? You've got one of those that tells you how long to brush your teeth for as well.
No.
There are some.
Really?
Yeah, they've got timers on them.
Good grief.
I know. Put it on your Christmas wish list.
Yeah, I will. Let's get back to, if you had some stuff, a bed, a sofa that's half decent, but you don't want it no more, that's where you come in.
Yes.
And you can now... whereas you couldn't for a period of time, you had to wait or store it, or in some cases I would imagine, some people chucked it away because they were desperate
probably,
to get rid of it.
Yeah, probably took it to the tip.
But now you can take the stuff back.
Yeah, I think we're, like I said, we do have a little bit of a delay at the moment because we're still playing catch up, really.
Mm.
But we're always looking for reusable items, things that don't need cleaning or repair, things that can come in and literally go straight back out. And we're always very grateful for what people can offer us.
Okay, so how do we get in touch if we got stuff? How do we get involved?
Well, you can call us on 298 679, and we're able to answer the phone Tuesday through till Saturday 10 till 4, which is the same as our opening hours.
Right.
But people do pop things down to us sometimes because they can.
Excellent. That's. And you mentioned Chip just now, Robert Chip Clark, who's does a show for us, and he has been for about 5 or 6 years. He's done brilliantly well, and he used to come in, do stuff for you.
He used to come into the storeroom, mostly to the men's shed, but to storeroom as well. Yeah, we quite miss his smiling, happy face.
Oh, we should get him back down there. Maybe we should do an outside broadcast with Chip.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
He's still got a couple of bird boxes waiting for him to finish painting. He put them to one side. He's put a lot of work and effort into them. So if you're listening to this, Chip,
How brilliant that you've kept that for him.
Yeah, of course. We were tempted to throw it on the fire. No, I'm kidding. But still waiting for you, Chip.
Come on, who is that bloke that does the sewing bee? Because that's who you look like. Do you know who I mean?
No, I really don't know.
I'm going to look it up. Sorry if this insults you, but, it's...
That's okay. You can't top being compared to Peter Kay.
So, sewing bee. That was the great, I'm going to have to put my glasses on because I can't see now. Look. How bad is that? The sewing bee, the great British sewing bee, was presented by Claudia Winkleman. It's not her.
That's the one.
It's not her. Oh, Joe Lycett.
Joe Lycett, right.
Yeah,
yes.
Somebody must have said that to you.
Well, that's a more flattering comparison.
Yeah, Joe Lycett.
I'll have to get a sequin jacket, won't I?
That's who you look like.
I don't
like.
Even know what he looks like. Have you got the picture on your phone?
Very handsome, Wendy.
Oh.
Very handsome.
Sorry, of course.
You've even got the same kind of sense of humour as well. You have. How do people get involved with Men in Sheds?
We're open 10 till 3, Monday to Friday, and you are welcome to pop along. Just off the street, as it were. Or you can give us a ring on 209-734. That's 209-734. Or meninshedscows@gmail.com is our email address. Or just look us up on social media. But we welcome everybody who's 18 and over. And although we're called Men in Sheds, 25% of our members are women. In fact, when we left today to come here to the studio, we left Jan, Pauline and Jackie working very hard on their projects. Shout out to them. And that's it. Just pop along. Come in for a tea, coffee, biscuits. There's no obligation to actually get involved in anything. You can just sit there and see what's going on. We have a carpentry workshop. We have a craft room. We have an IT area. We have gardens outside with polytunnels and raised beds, picnic area, covered seating. You can watch the red squirrels feeding in the gardens or watch the birds. It's all very relaxed and laid back. You're not going to be forced into doing anything. There's no membership fee. All we ask is a pound towards tea and coffee and biscuits per visit. But come along. You've got nothing to lose. It's worth a look. See what we do. What have you got to lose?
And if somebody doesn't want to come along on their own, we say bring a friend. Just come with a friend and see, have a bit of
yes.
more support maybe.
And if you don't have a friend, then I'm always on hand. As I said, my name's Adam, so I'm there to make you feel relaxed and help you out and show you how to use things.
He makes a good cup of tea as well.
It's better than sitting at home in front of the TV all day. You know, live your life, come in, enjoy yourself, have a laugh.
Do you know, you paint a lovely picture. And you know, there was something you said, if you don't have a friend, and you think, how sad is that if you don't have a friend? But all you've got to do is just put yourself out that once and you can make a friend.
Yes.
Even though it's you. I mean, it's, you know, that's not the best friend in the world. You
well,
know,
that's true.
Know
we,
oh, no. I'm joking.
Garlic
but,
bread.
But it's garlic bread. I just think it's a lovely thing, what you said, because it made me stop and think. If you don't have a friend and you think there are people out there that don't have a friend.
It's a bold step to jut yourself out of your rut and out of your comfort zone. To take that first step takes a lot of confidence. And we appreciate that. It does take a lot for somebody to come and try, or some people to come and try a new experience and get involved. But it's definitely worth it. We have helped turn people's lives around, and we could do the same for you or somebody you know.
Can you, obviously you've got to be careful what you say, but can you tell us a story, an example of difference you make when somebody's come to you and they've not had anything, and their lives have turned around?
Yes, I mean, we've got people who live alone and they will start coming in on a regular basis, and perhaps when they come in at first, they're quite quiet. Perhaps when you look at their appearance, they haven't put as much time and attention into their appearance as other people may have done. But over time, you notice a difference in the way they carry themselves, the way they do, you know, have a shave in the morning when they come in. And they'll say things to you like, you know, this has been a lifesaver. This, I don't know what I'd do if I didn't come here. I don't know what I would do. I'd be lost without it. And we get all sorts of comments like this all the time. Loads of great positive feedback. And some of the stories you hear from members are heartbreaking. You know, people go through a lot in their lives, loss, bereavement, all sorts of experiences. And we are there to help people and to put a smile on people's faces. There is somewhere for you to go. Come and see us. Why not?
What a lovely thing. Honestly, it just paints a lovely, lovely picture. And I bet you that it's men and ladies that come.
Yes, yeah. So we've got 25% of our members are women. And we all muddle along and have a laugh, help each other out. It's great. Some sheds don't permit women to join. But
sexist.
Yeah, we're not about misogyny at Cow's Men Shed. All are welcome. Everybody aged 18 and over.
That's brilliant. That really is. So what sort of things, I know you mentioned an awful lot of things, but what sort of things have we got people working on at the moment?
So people can work on their own projects for home or friends, family. Some people make things. Michael's making a bird table for us at the moment to sell in storeroom, and the money raised will come back into the shed. Jeff wood turns lots of wood turning items. That's badly phrased, but he's turning something for us at the moment to sell in the storeroom. And sometimes we take on projects for other charities and local good causes. So Jay's working on renovating some things for St Mary's Church in Cowes. Recently we finished working on some benches for the children's ward at St Mary's. So we tend not to take on jobs for private individuals because we don't wish to undercut local tradespeople, but we're happy to take on things for good causes and charities. Some of the projects that are going on at the moment, one of them springs to mind is Gary's making a matchstick trawler, and it's an exact replica, scaled down, of the trawler his dad used to work on, so it's got lots of sentimental value there. It's the first matchstick model he's ever made.
Wow.
So there's been lots of swearing and furrowed brows, but he's really getting there with it.
Brilliant.
But like I say, all sorts of things going on. A garden gate being made, kitchen storage unit. Somebody's working on a triangular chest of drawers, a sort of isosceles triangle. All kinds of things.
How wonderful.
Weird and wonderful, yes.
Yeah, no, it sounds really terrific. How does this fit in with, you know, storeroom 20... Is it 21?
2010. It's because we were founded in 2010.
You ought to change that, upgrade it. Didn't you? The upgraded version.
We don't need upgrading.
Oh, well, how does it fit in? Because it's a strange thing, isn't it? You got you and your furniture and stuff, there's a connection there somewhere.
Well, the shed is Storeham's community project, and it's something that we put money into because we want to. We're a charity. People help us. We like to help other people. And it's all-inclusive as well, as Adam said. Not all the sheds include women. Not all of them include younger people. But our project's all-inclusive. Now, the shed to us is not a function that we send them things to fix or repair. It is just something for the community to enjoy. But what does happen is sometimes the members come over and have a little rummage around, see if they can find something that they want to personalise and make their own. Sometimes it's something like an occasional table, or maybe a magazine rack, or a small cupboard, something they can maybe turn into something else.
Or a telephone table that was turned into
a gym bar,
yes. Yeah,
that was rather special. Yeah, that
a
was
gym
very...
bar. That sounds all right. Because no one has a telephone table anymore, do they?
No. It's quite. We don't see many either. So it's when one comes in, it is a bit special. But we don't expect the shedders to do things for storeroom.
Shedders, is that what they're called?
Yeah,
shedders.
Yeah.
Oh, shedders.
You have to remove all your clothes when you come in. You see.
I just feel a T-shirt coming on somewhere. Shedders.
Now, Adam's got the T-shirt on today, which you can't show the listeners, unfortunately.
No, we'll get a picture of that in a minute. Shedders.
We also do other merchandise, and I'll take this opportunity to say thank you to Vectis Radio and you, Ian, for your continued support. We'd like to present you with your personalised Cow's Men shed.
Oh, wow! I've never ever had a personalised mug before.
And
that's fantastic.
Biodegradable, environmentally friendly Cow's Men shed pen, which...
Is it got my name on as well?
It doesn't, unfortunately, but you could carve it on with a penknife or come into the shed and we can chisel it on for you.
I've got a crayon, I'll do that.
And a splendid Cow's Men shed enamel badge for you.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you. That's really kind of you.
Just a gesture
of
thanks for your support.
I think what you do is incredible. I really do. I think it's just a lovely thing that, you know, you encourage other people. And just going back to the age groups as well. And I mean, you know, it's not just for people of a certain age, you know, retired and, you know, lost somebody. If you're like lost and you're 18 and you just want to, you know, be around people that are, I don't know, could show you the way, or you just get focused on something,
which
is half of it.
And you get people, we've had younger people who then get back into a routine, learn new skills, and we've seen them go on to gainful and meaningful employment, you know, which they wouldn't have done if they hadn't come to us and spent time with us rebuilding that confidence and engaging with other people.
That's brilliant.
And the mixture of generations, you know, if you've got an older person speaks to a younger person and gets their mobile phone sorted out, or, you know, other issues, it's great. And older people can pass on wisdom and skills to younger people.
Do you know what? I love that. I love the sound of that. Because how many people of a certain age struggle sometimes with the technology?
Yes.
And then just say, for instance, if you're trying to make something or grow something, you know, someone else's wisdom is going to help you.
Yes.
I mean, that's just a swapping of skills, isn't it?
Yeah, and everybody goes home feeling good about themselves. You know, that sense of altruism that you've helped somebody today. You know, it's great.
Do you have many young people involved?
It's predominantly retired people, but yes, we do have a fair proportion of younger people.
What do you call younger?
interesting. I suppose I mean anybody below 65, but I'm also people in their 20s, really.
Wow, that's...
Or 18 and 20s.
It's really surprising because... Earlier on, there was a young lad that left. You saw him. His name's Alex.
Yes.
He's only 15.
Wow.
And we were having a conversation earlier on air and off air. But the reason why we had it on air is because the off air conversation was really good. And I was taken back. He started showing me plants. that he was just purchased and things that he wanted to buy in the future.
Yeah.
And he was talking about cacti. He was talking about these those Venus flytrap things as well. And he went into great detail about it. And you think, you're only 15. You're not supposed to like plants. But why not?
Yeah, why not indeed? Each to their own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes when the younger people mix with the older people, they expand their range of interests quite significantly, don't they? So we see that at the shed as well.
Yes.
Did you miss a celebration last year or something? There was something you were doing. Was it 10 years that you were...
Storeroom, yeah.
Yeah. So have you got plans to re-celebrate or...?
No, not really.
Why not? They did the Olympics a year late.
Yeah, that's true. But we, we'd only just come out of lockdown, really, and... You weren't allowed to do so many things.
I think you should.
I'll talk to the boss and see what he says.
Yeah, I think you should.
You just want an invite, don't you, to a day out?
Well, yeah. I like the sound of getting into that shed and, you know, growing some stuff and potatoes and things. And yeah. I just like the idea of it. It sounds really, really nice. We should do an outside broadcast. And I think the last time you came in, we were going to do that. And then obviously we went into lockdown and we couldn't do it. But I think that would be great.
It would be fun.
It would be good fun.
It would be.
Can you control the weather?
Yeah, oh yeah, I can do that.
Oh, that's all right.
You tell me the day and I can hold back and so on. I mean, our garden at the moment with all the rain is like Day of the Triffids. It really is, as I mentioned earlier on. Are you all undercover there or you got stuff outside?
No, we've got both. So we've got a couple of polytunnels and then we've got other things growing outside too. But
some rather nice tomatoes coming to fruition at the moment, but not quite enough to put into store and shop. So we're sharing them around... the staff and the volunteers at the moment.
Oh, right. So that happens, and you grow it and you sell it as
well? Yes, and all the money comes back into the project.
What a brilliant thing that is.
Yes.
How long has Melinshed's been going then?
Since May 2018, so over 3 years now.
So not long?
No, in comparison to the storeroom, but we've got over 95 members now, and we continue to go from strength to strength, lots of support. From the community, we draw members from across the Isle of Wight. People travel to us from all four corners of the island, as it were. And, we have a lot of fun and a lot of laughs.
Oh, I think that's brilliant. I really do. I just visualise a lot of people that would otherwise be lonely, unhappy, coming together, putting smiles on faces, doing something really fascinating and interesting, and keeping themselves out of trouble in some cases.
Yeah, in some cases.
I just think that is really lovely. What are you short of when it comes down to the storeroom?
We would love some more volunteers. We've got a great pool of volunteers, but we haven't got really quite enough. But we could especially...
Right, okay.
Especially do the ones for the shop.
Okay. I got just the person for you.
Oh.
He's just left. Josh. Now, poor old Josh was a volunteer in a place in Newport somewhere. And obviously it didn't get shut down, it's still going, but they're not, volunteers are not working there at the moment. Purely and simply because of the conditions and so on.
Yeah.
So if you're after volunteers, I know a person that would love the opportunity.
Oh, well, send him our way. Also young, but men that want to help with the van, but they've got to be able to do a bit of heavy lifting. So they won't be driving, but just helping the driver. So driver's mates, really. It's always great when we've got a few more faces to choose from there as well.
Brilliant. So if you're fit and healthy-ish, or if you just want to help out,
yes,
then you've got to get in touch.
It would be lovely.
And how do we get in touch again?
298 679.
And then you speak. Do we speak to Wendy?
No, we speak to whoever answers the phone. We've got a small team in the office. It's usually Kai, but it could be any of us answering the phone.
Okay, but just ask for Wendy. She's the boss. Is that right?
No.
Who's the boss then?
Kerry. She's our general manager.
Oh, yeah, but she's not here today.
No,
so.
But if she was here, you'd have to curtsy.
Would I?
Yeah.
I'd be told off for not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry. I'm doing it now, Kerry. Sorry. Okay, so pick up the phone, dial that number, and really, honestly, it's just as simple as that.
Yeah, please.
You know, that sounds great.
It'd be lovely to hear from anybody.
There must be so many people out there that have gone through this this situation, pandemic and so on, and probably lost contact and thought, oh, well, I volunteered before, but they probably won't want me back because of.
Hmm.
And, the answer, they do.
We did lose a lot of volunteers, and mostly the older people became nervous.
Yeah.
But we've seen a few new faces this year already. But the good thing about volunteering at Storeham is the work experience does help people that are looking for work. It helps them with their CVs, and we usually get 4 or 5 volunteers a year move on into paid work.
Yeah, that sounds great. What's the general feeling of, you know, people coming back then? As you say, people are a little bit nervous and so on, but what's the general?
I think with the older people, although they'd like to get out and be doing something, sometimes their families don't always want them to. They're nervous for them, if you see what I mean. But there's nothing to be nervous of. It's a big, wide open warehouse, plenty of fresh air, doors and windows open this time of year especially.
That's perfect.
And we have the masks. If people don't have a mask, they want to wear one. We have the hand sanitising, we have the washing facilities. So there's all the precautions are taken there. We'd love to see some new faces.
Brilliant. And what about furniture-wise? What are you short of?
Oh, nothing really at the moment.
We've got loads. Too much.
Maybe, yeah, well, sort of. People tend to think we're a bit like a TARDIS, and unfortunately we're not. So we have to say no sometimes just because there isn't somewhere to put things. Mm. But maybe if I was to say anything, it'd be white goods. Good working washing machines, fridges, freezers.
Oh, right, I didn't know you took them on as well. I thought it was just, I just had this vision of, you know, wooden stuff, you know, storeroom.
No, all sorts.
Right, okay. So if you've got a washing machine and it works, and you think about getting rid of it because you think, oh, you know, you've got posh.
Getting a new one. Yeah.
You're getting a new one. Yeah, yeah. So that they get serviced and then...
No, we can't service. We can do the portable appliance testing, the PAT test on them. But we don't have an engineer as such.
But you're not going to pay a stupid price for one, are you, if you come... Just say, for instance, if I popped in and said, I want a washing machine, how much am I going to pay, roughly?
Well, £50, maybe.
Oh, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, hey, look, if you're listening out there, you know, and you're down on your luck a little bit, you know, something's packed up and it don't work, you don't have to go out and buy a new one.
No, exactly. We don't like to see people that haven't got lots of money getting involved in paying out weekly and monthly for new things when they could buy something cheap and second hand that would do.
Yeah.
And so many people don't realise that there's so much choice at Storeham. I mean, you can virtually get everything for your home, from a teaspoon through to, as you said, the washing machines.
Wow. So washing machines, fridge freezers.
Yeah. You know, all those sort of televisions.
As long as they're still working.
Yes.
You know, because let's be honest, if you wanted to get rid of a fridge freezer now, it's going to cost you a load of money.
Yes, yes. It.
So you can come and dump it down your place?
No, stop it. You're so bad. No, it has to be work in order, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I mean, you know, don't dump it if it don't work. But obviously, and what did you do? Come and pick it up?
Yeah, we've got vans out all week collecting items and delivering items. People probably see them running around with their little smiley houses on them.
Well, do you know what? We've got to get Chip back down there doing his smiley face, because he's strong.
Yeah,
he's a guy that can lift up furniture and stuff. We'll get him down, and obviously we'll get him to finish that bird box as well.
Yeah, there's two of them.
There's two of them. Collecting dust they are.
We'll dust them before he comes back.
Hey, look, we've run out of time. Is there anything else you want to say before you go? Anything else you want to promote?
No, thank you. But like I say, 209-734, pop along and see us. We're on the Somerton Industrial Estate, next door to Storeroom 2010. You are welcome. There are people here who are ready to welcome you. And, you know, come along, have fun, enjoy yourself, make the most of life.
Now, look, Adam, I think what you do is incredible. I really do.
Thank you very much.
If there's 90-odd people down there doing things, that's 90-odd people with a smile on the face that they generally wouldn't have had. And more the merrier. And I think what you do is fantastic. So more power to your elbow.
Thank you.
And what you do is all right.
No, thanks. We try.
Yeah. So any last words?
Just, it's always lovely to see new customers. And we're open Tuesday to Saturday, 10 till 4, Storeham.
Fantastic. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you, Ian,
for having us.
And you've got to leave now because John Hacker's going to come in a minute. And we can't have too many people in the studio. But we will come down and do that outside broadcast, and I do believe that you should celebrate your 10 years, albeit a little bit late.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well,
give it some thought. Go and have a word with Kerry. Don't forget to curtsy.
No, okay.
All right.